I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Shamil Patel, radiation oncologist at the University of Arizona Cancer Center at Dignity Health, St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center. Dr. Patel, I've heard several sides of this. Tell me your answer. Should men be screened for prostate cancer?
So it's actually a very controversial issue. In 2012, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force actually recommended against routine PSA testing. This is largely in part due to a landmark trial that showed no benefit in survival with PSA screening. However, due to a large or major flaw in the methodology of this trial, the results are being reanalyzed. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is actually currently updating their recommendations for PSA testing, so stay tuned for that. I believe that screening is very important. However, it should only happen in men after they have a discussion with their primary care provider regarding the pros and cons of screening.
But if a man is diagnosed with prostate cancer, then should he receive treatment every time?
Well, that's a whole other issue. So even though I think men would benefit from screening, I don't necessarily believe that all men would benefit from treatment. And that's been a shift in the way that we've looked at prostate cancer from all specialties. So 5 to 10 years ago, people diagnosed with prostate cancer, even if it was early stage prostate cancer, would get operated on if they saw a urologist. They would get radiated if they saw a radiation oncologist. Now, more and more people are being closely watched or surveilled. And so I think this is the best way to treat prostate cancer or manage prostate cancer, because people who have more aggressive cancers end up getting treatment, but people who have non-aggressive cancers who will not actually be impacted by their cancer can avoid treatment.
What kind of treatment options are there?
So as most people know, surgery is a treatment option. And then there's a whole bunch of radiation treatment options. So at the University of Arizona Cancer Center at Dignity Health, we offer multiple modalities of radiation treatment for different stages of cancer. So for low-risk, intermediate-risk, and high-risk prostate cancer, we offer external beam radiation therapy, high-dose rate brachytherapy, and CyberKnife treatment. External beam radiation therapy is offered by most centers actually in the country. The specialized treatments that we offer are high-dose rate brachytherapy and CyberKnife treatment. With high-dose rate brachytherapy, actually, let me take that step back. We're actually the only center in Arizona that offers high-dose rate brachytherapy. With that treatment, what we do is we implant small plastic tubes directly into the prostate, and we can deliver high doses of radiation directly into the tumor. Afterward, we remove the plastic tubes and leave nothing radioactive inside the patient. And the patient goes home the same day.
If my doctor says something about brachytherapy, is it brachytherapy?
It's brachytherapy.
Brachytherapy. I should ask him what brachytherapy really means.
Sure. So brachytherapy, well, external radiation typically is given via machine where X-rays or high-powered X-rays are directed at the patient, at the target, which in this case would be the prostate. Brachytherapy is a way of directly delivering radiation treatment directly into the tumor. So the benefit in brachytherapy, regardless of what side of body it's used in or which side of body it's used in, is that it can deliver radiation from inside out. So you have less damage to the surrounding normal tissues in the body, which is very important for all of us, the radiation oncologist as well as the patient.
As long as we're talking about definitions,
sure.
Tell me about CyberKnife.
Sure. So CyberKnife is actually the name of the machine. It's able to deliver something that technically is called stereotactic body radiation therapy. What that basically means is that we can take the traditional 9-week course of daily radiation treatment for prostate cancer and condense that down into 5 treatments given over the course of 2 weeks, and the outcomes are great with that.
What about recurrent prostate cancer?
So what patients often face is that when they're diagnosed with prostate cancer recurrence, what that means is they've been treated for prostate cancer with either surgery or radiation in the past, and the cancer comes back. What do they do? They're stuck in a tough position. A lot of doctors will say there's nothing else we can do. Sometimes doctors will offer just one treatment. At the University of Arizona Cancer Center, we do have other modalities of treatment for these patients. We have specialists that focus on high-dose rate brachytherapy for recurrent prostate cancer, but also specialists that focus on the treatment of metastatic prostate cancer, which is prostate cancer that's spread to other organs of the body. So just because you've been diagnosed with either recurrent prostate cancer or metastatic prostate cancer, that doesn't mean it's the end of the road. We have many different options for you.
Well, that's good news, particularly for the men who are listening right now who have recently been diagnosed with prostate cancer. What advice would you give them?
So I think this is probably the most important question that, or most important question that you've asked this entire time, because being diagnosed with prostate cancer is a life-altering event. Even if the physician telling you is more nonchalant about it, it's because they've been doing it day in and day out. But to you as a patient, this is one of the most important things you've heard at all or altogether in your life. So my advice to anyone diagnosed with prostate cancer is to learn. Learn everything you possibly can do. Learn about prostate cancer. Learn about the treatments that are available. Speak to your primary care provider and speak to specialists such as urologists, radiation oncologists, and medical oncologists. You can look online. There's the Prostate Cancer Foundation, the American Cancer Society. They have good information about prostate cancer options. But what I really want to stress is that you should look at all the treatment options and learn about all the treatment options before you make a decision as to which treatment option you want. One thing that I can't emphasize enough is that when it comes time for you to decide on treatment, make sure you're fully aware of the effectiveness of the treatment and the side effects of the treatment. Because I see too many patients who have undergone treatment without fully understanding all those things, and that should never really happen. Especially in prostate cancer, which typically is a slower growing cancer, you do have time to figure out the options that are available to you. And the different experts, you have time to seek out the experts in the field who can give you different options.
I'm sure you'll agree that we men have the reputation for not going to the doctor often enough. And when we do go, we don't communicate very well. So I'm going to ask you on behalf of men everywhere, when I go to my specialist and I'm asking about prostate cancer, what is the one question that's most important that I ask my doctor?
One is, should I receive any treatment whatsoever? And are you sure I should receive this treatment? So that's one question. The other question is, what are all the available treatment options? I don't want to hear just the treatment options which you may provide or this one other doctor may provide. I want to hear all the available treatment options, and then please tell me where I can find these treatment options.
All that information comes from Dr. Patel at the University of Arizona Cancer Center at St. Joseph's. For more information, visit dignityhealth.org/UACC.